Big tech is making some big moves, and not just in AI development, but in its very workforce structure. We're seeing a significant shift where thousands of jobs are being eliminated, not due to declining revenue, but as a strategic reallocation of capital towards massive AI infrastructure projects. It's a clear signal that the future of these companies is increasingly tied to artificial intelligence, even if it means a leaner, AI-focused human workforce. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Sunday, April 26, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today reveals a striking trend in the tech industry, as Meta and Microsoft have collectively eliminated thousands of positions, redirecting those resources into the burgeoning field of AI infrastructure. According to TheNextWeb.com, Meta cut 8,000 jobs, while Microsoft offered its first-ever company-wide buyouts, with both companies reporting record revenues even as they shed a combined total of up to 23,000 positions on the same day. This isn't about financial distress. It's a deliberate strategy by these tech giants to convert payroll expenses into capital expenditure for AI, signaling a profound reorientation of their business models. The savings from these workforce reductions are reportedly being funneled into AI infrastructure projects worth hundreds of billions of dollars, underscoring the immense investment required to stay competitive in the AI race. This move highlights the accelerating pace at which AI is reshaping the corporate landscape, pushing companies to prioritize AI development and deployment above traditional operational costs, and potentially setting a precedent for other industries. Shifting gears to model transparency, OpenAI has taken a notable step with the launch of its GPT-5.5 system card, accompanying the release of its latest large language model. Prism News reports that OpenAI paired GPT-5.5 with this detailed safety card on the same day, transforming the model's launch into a critical test of whether frontier AI systems can be disclosed responsibly before widespread deployment. This system card provides crucial insights into the model's capabilities, limitations, and potential risks, aiming to foster a more informed public discourse around advanced AI. The initiative reflects a growing industry focus on responsible AI development, pushing for greater transparency and proactive risk assessment as models become increasingly powerful and integrated into daily life. By offering this level of pre-deployment disclosure, OpenAI is attempting to set a new standard for how AI developers communicate the intricacies and potential societal impacts of their most advanced creations. In the high-stakes world of AI hardware, both NVIDIA and OpenAI are making colossal investments in AI chip startups, signaling an intense battle for dominance in the foundational technology of artificial intelligence. According to Digitimes.com, 2026 has become a major year for IPO fundraising among leading AI players, with significant capital flowing into the specialized chip sector. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang reportedly spent $20 billion U.S. dollars at the end of 2025 to acquire the intellectual property and talent of AI chip startup Groq, securing a critical advantage in custom hardware. Not to be outdone, OpenAI is reported to be purchasing more than $20 billion U.S. dollars worth of chips from an unnamed AI chip startup in April 2026, further intensifying the competition for cutting-edge processing power. These massive financial commitments underscore the strategic importance of proprietary AI chips, as companies vie to control the hardware that will power the next generation of AI models and applications. Moving from hardware investment to practical application, NVIDIA has deployed OpenAI's Codex coding agent across its global workforce, a significant endorsement of AI-assisted development. Yahoo Finance UK reports that NVIDIA Corp has rolled out Codex to 10,000 employees, with CEO Jensen Huang hailing the move as a milestone in what he calls the age of AI. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman echoed the sentiment, stating that early company-wide testing of Codex was awesome, indicating strong internal performance and positive user feedback. This widespread adoption by a leading tech company like NVIDIA demonstrates a clear confidence in AI's ability to augment human productivity, particularly in complex tasks like software development. The deployment suggests that AI-powered coding tools are maturing rapidly, moving beyond experimental stages to become integral components of enterprise workflows, and potentially transforming how software is built. In a quick hit, mark your calendars for Google I/O 2026, set to kick off on May 19th, where major AI announcements are expected to redefine how startups build and innovate. Startup Fortune reports that the event will feature updates on agentic coding, the next iteration of Gemini Nano 4, significant multimodal enhancements, and impressive robotics demonstrations. This conference is poised to be a critical moment for Google to showcase its advancements and potentially match the rapid pace of innovation set by competitors like OpenAI. Before I let you go, keep an eye on the evolving relationship between big tech's workforce strategies and their AI investments. The trend of converting payroll into AI capital expenditure, as seen with Meta and Microsoft, suggests a fundamental restructuring of how these companies operate and allocate resources.
Also, watch for further developments in the AI chip race, as the multi-billion-dollar investments by NVIDIA and OpenAI are just the beginning of a fierce competition for specialized hardware.